Miss McKenzie. She should be right over here. Good afternoon, Miss McKenzie. How are you today?
Hey, Brother Pierce. I'm doing well. How are you?
Working hard, ma'am. Working very, very hard. How about you?
Brother Pierce, you don't sound like you're working at all. You sound like you're just having fun.
You see, we are professional radio announcers. When we come on the radio, you know, we kick it on. Did you hear what Mr. Leroy say? Hey, you give it a voice on the radio, man. You're the man who made it happen. That's the great Mr. Leroy. And Ms. Jelaine Lewis.
He hit the nail on the head.
So you're telling me that you enjoy me working with you guys here at WABS?
Yeah, you know, I don't really want to make your head swell too much, but she's doing a good job.
I like that. But I must tell you, though, listen, I'm going to put it in you. Mr. Lane Lopez McKenzie, your customers told me that you're a good lady. You take good care of them. Even when you're not the original person, look about the plan and the thing fall down, you help them fix it. Oh my goodness, so nice of you, ma'am, to take care of all the folks with health insurance issue. And what I like of what I heard, Ms. Jelaine Lopez McKenzie, you write a policy for them, no cost to them, for free.
Of course, that's the line of work I'm in, Brother Pierce. You know, my clients come first, and we're not able to charge them anything like that, you know?
So let me ask you a question now. Let me ask you. So don't know that you threw up my head, and you outbid all the stuff more than me. Hey, I put it back in you, my dear lady. You did a good job, and I'm inviting you to keep up the good work.
Oh, I thank you. You're doing the same as well, so thanks for having me.
Are you welcome, Ms. Jelaine. Let me get out of the way because the great Mr. Leroy is standing by. Ms. Jelaine Lopez McKenzie for the next 5 minutes. So, yours. Take it away, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, Chris, as usual. And pleasant afternoon to all our listeners, and welcome back to our Core Facts to Saturday Afternoon Healthcare segment. Jelaine Lopez McKenzie, your health insurance advocate from Simcore Solutions. We simplify the insurance buying process for you by tailoring a plan that suits your needs, and that's done at absolutely no cost to you. So call or text us with your questions on your Medicare or your marketplace coverage at 954-661-3833. That's 954-661-3833. And especially around now when everyone is getting information about their Medicare, especially our seniors, I'm sure you have been receiving those notifications. We're here to assist you as well. Okay? So back to our third segment in unlocking the mystery about the ACA, the Obamacare, the marketplace, whatever you want to call it, application. Why? Because it plays such a vital role in your finances. Your visit to the tax accountant at tax time is not the time to learn that the refund you are banking on to play catch up on your bills will be going straight back to the marketplace or to Uncle Sam's pocket and not yours. So why? Because you made more than you disclosed in your application, where you got a subsidy that's helping to pay for your health insurance. So remember, next week is your opportunity to call in and show off your knowledge, and this could be one of the three callers to win a $50 prize for answering all the questions correctly, right? So remember, if the key word is the word, when I say remember, to the answers to the four questions that will be asked. So go to www.corefaxlive.com. That's www.corefaxlive.com, and listen to the previous segments. That could strengthen your chances of winning, right? So let's get started. You already know the definition of subsidy and household. So let's learn the definition of attestations. It's what you are declaring to be true and accurate and have an understanding of the marketplace guidelines. So here are a few examples. If you state you're married, you must attest that you will file a joint tax return. If you say no to filing a joint tax return, that's an automatic decline to get the subsidy. Example two, do you have other health insurance from your employer? If you state yes, that can also be an automatic decline. Remember, marketplace coverage is only for those who do not have access to credible coverage. There is more to that statement as well. And then an example three, things to consider saying yes to, which gives you options. So let's say, for example, you're being asked a question. If you are eligible to get other coverage, do you give us, the marketplace, permission to cancel your marketplace coverage? Why answer yes? Ask yourself this question. How many times do you get mail and put it aside for later and never go to it? Saying no to that question, you are basically giving the government permission to take back every penny you got for the marketplace coverage while enrolled in other coverage like Medicaid, Medicare, and employer coverage. The attestation is where you give that option to use the information on the application to fact check that information. Hence the reason why you get letters asking for proof for certain information like your income, your immigration status, your address, etc. So if you have an address change or email change or your phone number, you are running a risk of losing your coverage when you need it the most. Remember, it's the marketplace, not the insurance company, that determines how much subsidy you get based on the information that you have on your application. If you're working with a broker, please call your broker now. They know your unique situation and can assist in updating your application and giving you a fair idea as to what your obligation may be at tax time. Also, talk to your tax preparer. They understand the different filing statuses and how it can affect your refunds. So come back next week, right, to have some fun and win some prizes. Remember, it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. So please, allow me to help put and keep you in control. Call or text me, Jelaine, at 954-661-3833. That's 954-661-3833. You are the pair.
Thank you very much, Miss Jelaine Lopez.
You wanted me to take over the show. You didn't want me to stop, brother Pierre. I could just continue, you know.
I could step aside and make your Mr. Leroy. Roll on. As a matter of fact, you know what happened? I'm going to let Mr. Leroy say hello to you. Hello, Mr. Leroy. How are you today?
Great, sir. How are you today?
I don't think you did a good job, Mr. Leroy. Tell me.
Yes, it did.
Right now. Hey, Mr. Jelaine, you see the brothers on my side now.
I'll give you that one, brother.
And listen, one of these days, Mr. Jelaine Lopez McKenzie, go and look for Mr. Leroy over there at the Caribbean Shop Plaza. Hey, go and meet the great Mr. Leroy.
Well,
yes,
why not?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Mr. Leroy, I'm going to take you right now. Mr. Jelaine Lopez McKenzie, give the telephone number one final time before you go.
That would be 954-661-3833. 954-661-3833. And brother Pierce, yes, they need to know that they can go to my website.
Mm-hmm.
The core facts live.com and re-listen to the segments, and they can listen to all four. Okay,
thank you very much, ma'am. You are one of a kind, the health insurance advocate. That's why all the doctors them love it. So right, Dr. Singh, she's make sure they get the health insurance card to go see the doctor. Okay. And you did a good job
of
on that, and you're right on the policy for the people, absolutely free. Friends, call on the man, 954-661-3833. Can't go wrong with a go by and see the lady, the one and only Miss Jelaine Lopez McKenzie. Listen, I thank you, ma'am. Mr. Leroy is coming up next. I'll be self